At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Another thing that has been questioned was, of course, the gathering of the evidence at the scene. Solo cups, leaf blowers involved. Let's take a listen to some of that testimony and talk on the other side.
As far as the leaf blower was concerned, why was that a decision as far as that being an implement to use in this particular scene?
It was a unique scene. There was snow. I had never processed a scene in the snow. I had seen a leaf blower used in the snow, and it's quite effective at being controlled. So that's why it was readily accessible. The scene was debilitating as we were on scene with the weather. Snow was piling up, and I thought that was the best method at that time.
Had you ever used a leaf blower in a crime scene preservation effort?
First time.
And you indicated your testimony was temporary evidence containers to collect that blood, correct?
Yep, we utilized cups, plastic cups.
Those were red Solo cups, right?
That's correct.
The same kind of red Solo cup you'd drink beer out of at a barbecue?
Yeah, sure, you could.
Objection, Your Honor. Strike.
I'll allow it.
There's nothing special about the red Solo cup?
Other than they're plastic, nothing special.
And where did you get those red Solo cups?
We got them from Lieutenant Kelleher.
So in other words, you got the, to use your words, the evidence containers from a neighbor.
Correct.
He had some Solo cups in his house.
Now, we asked him if he had any plastic containers, any type of plastic container that we could utilize.
Were they just doing the best that they had with the tools that they did or didn't have at that moment in time? Or should this have been done a little more by the book? But do consider they just got a confession as well.
Well, did they?
Yeah. Well, did they?
Remember,
I think they thought they did.
Right. None of the cops heard that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like none of the cops got a confession. You've got a, and McLaughlin testified that she didn't talk to Proctor until the following day.
Okay.
So I don't know when she relays that information. If that happens beforehand at any point, other than she claims, again, I'm going to go jump back to McLaughlin before I get to this particular witness, Lank, or no, that wasn't even Lank. But when she says that when Karen Reed said, I did it, that there was another cop, she couldn't identify if who it was, but it had to have been at that point either Saraf or Mulaney, because those were the two cops that were around there. And again, neither of them testified that they heard her saying, "I did it."
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and that's when they said, "Oh, get Goody down here."
Yeah.
And Goody's the other cop. So at that point, I don't know. In terms of the collection of that evidence, it's disgusting. It's despicable. But defense attorneys live for the processing of a crime scene like this, because it's like everything was contaminated. I think that anything that they would have found is useless scientifically. I mean, we're talking, they go to a neighbor who he's handling the cups.
Yeah.
His DNA is all over the cups.
Yeah.
Like, they're exposed. There's no sealing of the cups other than to put them in a shop and save paper bag. You know, it's terrible. They should have taken the time. Their excuse is obviously the weather, the inclement weather, you know, that they have a nor'easter coming in. I mean, you got to deal with stuff like that. And the leaf blower is insane. Yeah. I've just never heard of somebody using a leaf blower to process a crime scene. Talking about blowing the evidence away, like quite literally.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, that had to have occurred. So yeah, it's when we get to that portion of the case, like in earnest, when we're getting the experts on, that's where this case is going to really, really get interesting, because those are the stronger facts that make me scratch my head much more than the concept of this being a widespread conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like in my world, like I've said, I think it was on our last time that we did this, you know, this is like six or seven people all in a house that may have something, you know, to lose in terms of if something went on in that house and they're all privy to it, them clamming up, and then it stops there with maybe the exception of Proctor, you know, and like going beyond that, I'm just not buying it.
Yeah.
You know, but when we start getting these facts and when we start seeing the injuries that were sustained by O'Keefe, and you know, that's the stuff where I'm like, man, I don't know that it seems like he was hit by a vehicle. Like, some of these injuries do not seem consistent with that. So then, you know, that's where my mind will really be racing, when I can actually hear the testimony about the injuries and when that Google search by Jen McCabe, whether that actually took place at 2:37 a.m., the how long to die in cold. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the things that have put my mind in the, well, maybe something went on in that house, as opposed to maybe she accidentally backed into him type mindset, that where I'm willing to go either way, depending on which way the evidence leads.
Yeah, no, I completely hear you. I don't know either yet. I'm not jumping onto either camp. It's just, there's every day, there's just more information that leads you with the more questions than it does answers.
I
feel like, I don't know that they're ever going to honestly get a solution here or get justice for John O'Keefe. Not meaning that Karen Reeds needs to be locked away, because that would be justice. I don't know. I just don't know that everyone here in this circle is capable of recalling actually what happened to know the truth of the situation.
Exactly. And you know, if something went on in that house, you could be guaranteed that when they're called to the stand, they're not going to be admitting to anything, you know? So it's going to boil down to, can Alan Jackson and Yannetti get to them? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if I've seen Alan Jackson at work back when he was a prosecutor, he prosecuted Phil Spector in that trial.
Yeah.
He's an unbelievable lawyer. The guy is a master of cross-examination. So if anybody can do it, he's going to be the guy, you know. But and it's like a parade of people to where, you know, they all might not be able to withstand an intense cross-examination, and they may crack, or if there's inconsistencies which just don't lead up. I mean, to me, the biggest thing in terms of those folks leaving that house at, you know, 1:30, 1:40 a.m., that not one of them sees a body laying 15 yards away at the front of that yard, walking out of that property.
Yeah.
You know, because I'll be anxious to know, was the porch light on?
Yeah.
Was the stoop light on? Was there some illumination? You know, because we know that John O'Keefe was not buried
under
30 inches of snow, and not at that time. So that's mysterious to me. Not one person sees a lump over there and is like, what is that?
Or if
especially
they're
when you've got a pristine
yeah.
body of freshly fallen snow, you're going to see something like that.
Sure.
You know? And just think about, like, I live in an area where it snows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have a fresh bed of snow lying down and you've got either street lights or something illuminating it, it's bright.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I don't know that it's a fascinating trial.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get into the nuts and the bolts of it. Like I'm over the civilian witnesses. I want to start getting to the meat of it. You know, I'm ready for it.
It will continue to be fascinating.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3. This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.